produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Daily Audio Stash is where responsible marijuana smokers listen in on the latest news about cannabis, hear the voices of the marijuana law reform movement in special segments and interviews, and kick back with comedy and music no other podcast can offer. It's Normal's Daily Audio Stash. More information at normalaudiostash.com. First up today, it's news from Normal. Breaking news today from the Normal Foundation headquarters in Washington, D.C. New report summarizes the role of cannabis in moderating disease progression. Review of 120-plus recent scientific trials reveals that in the United States, politics trumps science. Recently published clinical and preclinical research on the therapeutic use of cannabis indicates that cannabinoids may curb the progression of various life-threatening diseases, in particular autoimmune disorders such as multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, and inflammatory bowel disease, as well as neurological disorders such as Alzheimer's disease and ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease. According to a comprehensive new report published today by the Normal Foundation, the Normal Foundation report summarizes over 120 recently published trials assessing the therapeutic utility of cannabinoids for the treatment of 15 specific disease indications: Alzheimer's disease, ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, diabetes mellitus, dystonia, fibromyalgia, gastrointestinal disorders, gliomas, hepatitis C, hypertension, incontinence, osteoporosis, pruritus, rheumatoid arthritis, sleep apnea, and Tourette's syndrome. Normal senior policy analyst Paul Armentano, the report's author, stated,
"Despite continued political debates regarding the recreational use of cannabis, clinical investigations of the therapeutic use of cannabinoids are now more prevalent than any time in history. In some of these cases, modern science is now affirming long-time anecdotal reports of medicinal cannabis users. In other cases, this research is highlighting entirely new potential clinical utilities for cannabinoids."
Whereas initial clinical investigations into the therapeutic use of cannabis focused primarily on whether cannabinoids might provide symptomatic relief, investigators today are exploring the potential role of cannabinoids to inhibit the progression of several life-threatening diseases, including cancer, Armentano says.
"Arguably, this latter trend represents far broader and more significant applications for cannabinoid therapeutics than researchers could have imagined some 30 or even 20 years ago."
Armentano concluded,
"Unfortunately, because of the U.S. government's strong public policy stance against any use of marijuana, the bulk of this modern research is taking place outside of the United States and continues to go unrecognized in North America. Nevertheless, the emerging body of clinical and preclinical work published over the last 6 years makes it clear that the U.S. government's stance against the therapeutic use of cannabis and cannabinoids is based on politics, not science."
That was Normal senior policy analyst Paul Armentano. Alan St. Pierre, Normal's executive director, stated,
"The debate and policy discussions regarding medicinal access to marijuana have been well established by state legislation and ballot initiatives, staunch opposition from the federal government, fiery debates on the floor of Congress, and two U.S. Supreme Court decisions since 2000. However, both opponents and proponents of medicinal marijuana acknowledge a frustrating dearth of credible scientific information about what types of human ailments and medical conditions can be effectively treated with cannabinoids. This new Normal Foundation report is published due to the tremendous number of inquiries the organization and its chapters receive from the general public, policymakers, and the media from all over the United States and internationally about the potential therapeutic and palliative effects of cannabis."
The full text of the report, Emerging Clinical Applications for Cannabis and Cannabinoids, a review of the recent scientific literature, 2000 to 2006, is available on Normal's website. We also have links at normalaudiostash.com.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than 500,000 Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Welcome back to the Audio Stash. Today, I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Our breaking news today highlights the vital work that the Normal Foundation is pursuing in America. Only through your support can this information be presented so that everyone can learn the truth about marijuana and the medical benefits of cannabinoids. We're in our membership drive today here on the Audio Stash, so take a moment right now to join Normal as a full-fledged member or make a donation. We have links at normalaudiostash.com. Next up today, we continue our coverage of the breaking news that Normal has released a new interactive report online, Emerging Clinical Applications for Cannabis and Cannabinoids. We have links at normalaudiostash.com. Each Wednesday, we speak with Dr. Mitch Earlywine about the science of marijuana. And today, Dr. Earlywine discusses the new Normal report in detail. Joining us each Wednesday here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash is Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Associate Professor of Psychology at State University of New York, and he also serves on Normal's advisory board. Mitch, welcome back to the Audio Stash today.
Great to be back.
And first up today, Mitch, you have a new book that's out, just out to the public, from Oxford University Press. Tell us a little bit about it.
There's a new book called Pot Politics that I edited. I've got words from me, from a rabbi, from a philosopher, from an economist, from a lawyer, from folks in the media, from religious leaders, and even somebody who used to write speeches for the Drug Czar, all talking about big issues around the politics of marijuana legalization. And I think everybody would get a big kick out of it if they want to check it out.
We have links to the book up at normalaudiostash.com. Mitch, you had a chance to review the report out today from Normal, Emerging Clinical Applications for Cannabis and Cannabinoids. Tell us about your impression of the report and its data.
I'm just overwhelmed and really impressed. This is just a superb report. It's really accessible. I think people are really going to like it. It's not something that's just for physicians, though physicians could learn a thing or two from it. It's for every average man or woman who'd be curious about marijuana's medical uses, and it's just so thorough and convenient, Chris. This literature is enormous. This is a monster literature, and Paul Armentano and everybody at Normal deserves a big thank you because they've made it really accessible, really easy to find what you need to know, and it's really astounding. I'm really pleased.
And seeing all of this together was really exciting. I sort of read these reports piecemeal throughout the year. I was surprised on how much data there is when it comes to some of the most lethal diseases.
What's intriguing is we're just learning about THC and the cannabinoid system and all the potential that marijuana has, and it's a shame, despite all the literature that's out there, the kind of work that's been done isn't the best kind of work we could do. As everybody knows, there's really only one source for marijuana here in the United States, and that's a lone lab at the University of Mississippi. And they're the only ones who provide marijuana for any kind of federally funded study. In fact, all over Europe and everywhere else in the world, we all know that there are lots and lots of different strains of this plant with lots and lots of different properties. It's a shame that we're not getting more investigation on all these different potential uses because we're restricted to a single strain.
Also, Mitch, just this week, there was some highly publicized data regarding Americans' longevity, and they cited that geographic location had a lot to do with the length of life. They also cited many of the same chronic conditions that are mentioned in the Normal report today, like diabetes, as being a large factor in overall longevity. So looking at the longevity report that was out last week and the new Normal report from today side by side, a layperson might see a link between cannabinoids and living longer.
It's a little bit premature to say, you know, marijuana is going to make you live longer, but when you start looking at the places where people live longer, and you think about, gee, what's the usual diet of people who live in those places, and then would cannabis help some of these folks? When you've got a disorder that's going to help basically aid you through starvation, or you're not going to have a good appetite, you're not going to be able to maintain your weight, of course cannabis is an obvious potential medication for that kind of problem because of its notorious impact on appetite and then on eating. So that's certainly a big plus. But the part that's really novel and interesting is that THC in the cannabinoid system seems to be a kind of lubricant for the entire body. Each of our cells needs to have a certain amount of oil, if you will, to keep it running and running smoothly, and the cannabinoid system seems very involved in this, and so the potential for that in longevity is definitely there. We don't have compelling human data yet, but what's going on with the animal research looks really promising.
Some of this data had to do with gliomas, certain types of cancers. We use radiation and chemotherapies for this currently. It seems that cannabis could really be a great help here because it's so non-toxic, as we've discussed before.
I mean, cancer is such a huge field, and it's moving really rapidly even as we speak. But even if we are going to use these challenging treatments like chemotherapy, like radiation therapy, cannabis can be a wonderful adjunct for that, for helping folks deal with these therapies that create a lot of nausea and create a lot of loss of appetite. Now, there are other medications available that do help with the nausea and the loss of appetite, but a lot of them are pills that you have to swallow. Well, if you're nauseated, obviously you don't want to do that. And they're often markedly more expensive than marijuana is currently, and so much more expensive than marijuana could be if it were available without the current prohibitions on it. So you can see already we could save a whole lot of money in health care. We could end a whole lot of suffering for folks with cancer, and then the potential for marijuana actually as an anti-cancer agent could probably get investigated a lot more appropriately if we could lift some of these bans on current cannabis research.
Mitch, some of the most surprising research highlighted in this Normal report, and we have links to it at normalaudio-com, and encourage you all to visit and explore this information for yourself. But some of the most surprising data regards really very chronic conditions like MS and Lou Gehrig's disease.
I think so, and it's curious because if you're not sick yourself, it's easy to forget about how rough some of these things can be. But just the pain medications alone, the opiates, can be very distracting mentally. They have a lot of crazy side effects with constipation and just discomfort. And you develop tolerance very rapidly, so you find yourself taking more and more of these potentially damaging drugs in order to get the same relief. If you had even just a little bit of cannabis so you could decrease the consumption of those medications, you can imagine the risk for addiction to those drugs decreases, and the opportunity to have another pathway to decrease your pain is just such a blessing when you're living in pain day in and day out.
And Mitch, when young people see this type of information regarding medical cannabis, what's their reaction?
It's interesting because everybody screamed that the medical marijuana movement was going to make teens hear the wrong message, so to speak. In fact, when Karen O'Keefe and I looked at these data, we found that states with medical marijuana laws don't have higher teen rates of marijuana than states that don't. And a number of investigators in California, after Prop 215 passed, discovered that it had no impact on the teen use of marijuana in that state. And I think in part, teens sort of lose the thrill of marijuana. If you find out, hey, this is an anti-nausea drug, this is something for cancer patients, that's not exactly an appealing way to present something for recreational use. So I'm not worried about that. I also think it sends a really nice message to teens, which is, hey, let's do what we can in order to help people who are suffering. And almost every religious tradition and even my atheistic friends love to hear about humans helping other humans, particularly those who are sick.
Mitch, that was a wonderful insight. Many thanks again for joining us here today on the Audio Stash, and I look forward to speaking with you next week about your new book, The Politics of Pot.
All right, we'll have a great time and talk to you soon.
Dr. Mitch Earlywine is Associate Professor of Psychology at State University of New York and is on Normal's advisory board. We have links to his new book, The Politics of Pot, at normalaudiostash.com. Normal Membership Drive this week. If you're one of the tens of thousands of podcast listeners who've tuned into the Audio Stash since our premiere on June the 5th, take a moment today, right now, this moment, to join Normal, the organization that will see an end to marijuana prohibition in America. We produce this podcast every day for free consumption so that anyone in the country can choose to learn the truth about marijuana. There will never be a charge for this podcast, but like other types of broadcasting, we need your support. Join up today or just plain make a donation to Normal. You can get all kinds of cool stuff, too. This is a quick return on your investment. There are Normal t-shirts, gold marijuana leaf lapel pins for you suits donors out there, Rick Steves hemp travel packs for stoner globetrotters, copies of the Grass DVD, and even more. We've got images of some of Normal's membership premiums up at normalaudiostash.com. But again, we want you to join today, not necessarily for the t-shirt, but to help lend a real hand to ending marijuana prohibition. Join up right now with links we have at normalaudiostash.com. And if you have questions, just call Normal toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL. That's 888-67-NORML. The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws is out there every single day, with chapters in almost every area of these United States, working hand-in-hand with citizens, elected officials, and other reform groups to make this change happen. It only happens because Normal gets your support. Don't believe the hype out there, folks. Normal really is grassroots. There are no billionaires feeding checks to this 501c4, and it all comes from like-minded Americans doing their part, whatever they can, to help end marijuana prohibition. Join today with links at norml.org or normalaudiostash.com, because nothing can happen without your support. There would be no amazing website like normal.org. There would be no National Legal Committee to protect marijuana smokers everywhere. There would be no Normal PAC to contribute to pro-pot politicians. There would be no support for the dozens and dozens of Normal chapters across the country. And there certainly would be no podcast if hundreds of thousands of Americans had not stepped up to join and donate to Normal over the past three decades. Be a part of the solution today. Join Normal.
Train, plane, ferry, or automobile, these days I'm never far removed from listening to Normal's daily Audio Stash and weekly news on my computer or iPod. Where else in the world can folks listen to up-to-date information produced specifically for cannabis consumers? This is Normal's Executive Director, Alan St. Pierre, and Normal is growing the truth about cannabis, and the harvest is yours to reap. Tune in every day at 4:20 p.m. for your daily Audio Stash. Get hooked up with Normal's daily and weekly news podcast by visiting NORML.org or normalaudiostash.com.
Again, folks, we're in our membership drive today, so take a moment right now, right this moment, to join the Normal Foundation as a full-fledged member or make a donation. We have links at normalaudiostash.com. This report out today, Emerging Clinical Applications for Cannabis and Cannabinoids, is part of the vital work that the Normal Foundation is pursuing in America. It only happens with your support so that everyone can learn the truth about marijuana and the medical benefits of cannabinoids. Join Normal today. We have links at normalaudiostash.com. Also on the program today, we got some great comedy and music found up at podshow.com. We have links to all the artists we feature at normalaudiostash.com. First, we'll hear some comedy from the genius comedic stylings of Peeper Radio Theater. We have links to the Peeper Radio guys at normalaudiostash.com. Here's a little early Halloween trick or treat special from Peeper. Give us a treat today. Join Normal or make a donation at normalaudiostash.com.
All right, Rummy, it's trick or treat time. Oh, don't you whatevs me. This is a pivotal night for us. How else are we going to stock up on candy if not by trick or treating on this one night of the year? I'm not paying retail prices. Here we are. Best let me do the talking. We'll get the most candy that way. And if anyone asks, I'm your father, got it? What are you supposed to be, anyway? Neville Chamberlain. Really? How edutainmental of you. They don't seem to be answering. Let's try this. Calm down, Rummy, calm down. We have a few seconds before the cops get here. Now, I'll just boost you through this window. Boost! Grab as much candy as you can, and then come right out. Oh, and if you happen to see any money in there, don't be shy. Well, according to my research, police response time in this neighborhood is about... Yes, that's about right. It's the 5-0, Rummy! Abort mission! Abort mission! Run, Rummy, and don't look back. I'll meet you at the rendezvous. Yes, you know, the rendezvous. The safe house. We never talked about the safe house. No, it's too late, Rummy! Run, run! Oh, you'd never survive in prison! You're too pretty! Too pretty!
That was Peeper Radio Theater with those comedic stylings from podshow.com. We have links to the Peeper Radio guys at normalaudiostash.com. And we're asking you to join. Get on up to normal.org or normalaudiostash.com and join Normal right now. Help us end marijuana prohibition in America. Just make a donation. Give just a dollar. If every single podcast listener right now gave a dollar today, we could pull in $3,000 to $5,000 in for Normal right now. So go to normalaudiostash.com and make your donation. Make it a dollar. Make it $20 if you can, $100 even better. $1 million if you've got it lying around. Heck, we'll talk to you about taking cars, aircraft, livestock, fast boats, stock options, oil futures. If you want to give big and you're not sure what's right, call us at 888-67-NORMAL. That's 888-67-NORMAL. Join today or make your donation right now at normalaudiostash.com. Now it's time for some pod-safe independent music from this band, The Red Lines. Here's this tune, Money.
Cross
again, folks, during our membership drive this week. Join Normal today. Join Normal right now. Make your donation or join at normalaudiostash.com. There are t-shirts, backpacks, DVDs, gold marijuana leaf lapel pins. But most importantly, your support today and this week during Normal's membership drive helps end marijuana prohibition in America. Be a part of the solution. Join Normal today.
Hi, this is Keith Stropp, founder of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, also known as NORML. When I founded the organization in 1970 to create a national discussion on the need to legalize marijuana for responsible adult use, no one honestly believed that 36 years later, marijuana would still be an illegal and untaxed commodity. However, since NORML began this important advocacy effort, 12 states have decriminalized the possession of marijuana, and 11 states have passed medical marijuana laws or voter initiatives, meaning that over one-third of the American population lives in a state or municipality that has reformed their marijuana laws. Isn't it time that Congress step in and pass national legislation to reform marijuana laws? Let's finish the job of legalizing marijuana once and for all by you and your like-minded friends joining and supporting NORML's long-standing advocacy. You can learn more about NORML's marijuana law reform efforts or become an active supporter by calling toll-free 888-67-NORML or by visiting www.normal.org.
This has been NORML's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Thanks to Paul Armentano, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, and Jenny Kern for contributing to today's show. Thanks to Podshow.com for all the great pod-safe music. We feature the band Carne Cruda as our theme. Make sure you visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. That's normalaudiostash.com for more information about every day's show. Thanks to Red Aphid Interactive Media for the podcasting technology. We're back at 4:20 tomorrow. If you listen to the Audio Stash, cast your vote at Podcast Alley or other podcast directory services. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. See you at 4:20 tomorrow. Podcasting technology of NORML is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.